On Capitol Hill yesterday, the House Tax Writing Committee approved its version of a tax cut package sought by President Bush. It includes several small but popular tax incentives for small businesses. Prior to the committee's vote, more than 100 small business leaders rallied in support of those cuts. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In a crowded conference room on Capitol Hill, Ohio Republican Deborah Price welcomed the businessmen and women to what she called a team huddle.
We have a game plan, and we have a deep bench, and you're part of that. We have a talented team with a winning strategy, and we're at the goal line. Thousands of new jobs and years of a stronger economy are at stake, and it's game time.
Price called to the podium Martha Jenkins, a Chapel Hill, North Carolina housewife, who also owns a small satellite TV business.
If we could get a tax cut, the economy would grow, there would be jobs created, everyone would have more disposable income, and we hope they would buy more satellite dishes.
Price told Jenkins and other business supporters to fan out across the Capitol and try to convince lawmakers they should pass the largest tax cut possible and focus it on investment taxes on dividends and capital gains. She asked that constituents specifically target the Senate, where the president's plan has been chopped by more than half. Meanwhile, the Ways and Means Committee of the House reviewed Chairman Bill Thomas's version of the cut, mostly fashioned after the president's, and passed it on a strictly party-line vote. Democrats on the committee called it a reckless batch of tax cuts that benefit the rich at the expense of the federal budget, already running record-high deficits. The committee's senior Democrat, Charlie Rangel.
The truth of the matter is that this has nothing to do with the growth of the economy, but has everything to do with getting rid of the resources that support the programs that a lot of people believe should be supported by this Congress.
Rangel and his Democratic colleagues said the tax cuts will plunge the U.S. Treasury into deficits so deep, Congress will be forced to cut spending on education, health care, and other social programs. Rangel also warned that if lawmakers do not provide some assistance to state governments, many may be forced to raise their taxes.
This is really going to be, in my opinion, one of the largest tax increases that we've felt.
But Republicans say these gloomy scenarios will be avoided if the economy were to bounce back and show vigorous growth. That would drive up federal revenues. And Chairman Thomas believes the bigger the tax cut, the bigger the bounce.
It's now time, I believe, for the Senate to join with the House in crafting legislation that is large enough to have a real and meaningful economic impact in our economy. Because talk doesn't create jobs. Only action does.
The tax cut package will be debated by the whole House later this week. It's worth $550 billion over 10 years. The Senate budget allowed for $350 billion, with far less of a dividend tax cut. So the fight over the size and shape of tax cuts will rage into next week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.